And here we go with another podcast.
Whoa.
That's all, folks.
Try it again. Go ahead. I'm going to make you do it twice live. Go ahead.
Fuck you, Tyler.
Welcome back, folks. Seth, what do we talk about in this episode?
Man, well, the guys, luckily that was the only time I stuttered the whole podcast.
Yeah, we're in luck, don't worry.
we talk a little bit about everything. Sean White, a lot about the Mandalorian, Disney Plus, Mandalorian and Boba Fett. Tyler started watching that. Talk about steak, which I gotta order me dinner.
I love when I ask you what we talk about and you recap the last like 5 minutes. And that was literally
I go backwards.
And it was actually even like the least amount of stuff that we talked about, because for the most part, we started off talking about cancel culture and, you know, what's going on with like Rogan, talked about comedy, like that's the bulk of the podcast. So if you think we're gonna talk about steak for the next 50 minutes, Seth, you are misleading our listeners.
I'm going to think about steak for the next hour or two.
Seth's eyes have already glazed over, so I think we should probably just start this episode.
Let's just jump into it, Tyler. I'm so hungry. And welcome back to another podcast.
Wow, this is like,
ladies and gentlemen,
this is like deja vu.
Yes, I messed up. I didn't have my headphones in, so we would have been hearing Tyler's voice double.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or, hey, it would have been the quality of the mini podcast I did with my dad. If you guys haven't checked that out, you should check out that. It's just about 12 minutes, and my dad tells a funny story of when him and Poopa, which is Tyler's uncle, grandfather, Grandpa. When they were kids. Very funny story. Very funny story.
Yeah, I stopped to listen to that. I'm going to correct you already. Mic check.
You know what would be epic, too, is to get Poopa on and have him tell the story from his point of view. So what were you telling me to do? What
did you say? Mic check, sir.
Check.
No, you don't. You don't have it. You're not. It's not facing you correctly.
Don't have it close enough. Anyways, yes. Yes, check. Oh, yes.
There we go.
Sorry, guys. I'm special.
Yep, so there's a reason Seth sounds a little better today. It's because he actually purchased a microphone.
Yes, Tyler told me to purchase a mic.
It's the first time he's ever had a microphone in like 40 years, so congratulations. He is still learning, so give him some slack, folks.
Yeah, and I thought that it was going to have an adjustment to hook into my iPhone. This is what I ordered. I ordered what it told me to order, but it...
Oh, yeah.
One of those fucking things. I don't have one of these. I don't even need this.
Yep. Yeah, Seth's still learning, guys. So just be careful.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, we did get 9 minutes into our last episode before we had to stop and start over again. I did, did delete all of that. So, let's touch on what we already went over. I am pretty much the best at everything I do, and Seth has a lot of improvement to make.
And guys, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Wait, is this a mini podcast?
No, this is not any. I did not invite you on my mini podcast.
Oh, my bad. Anyways.
You'll get an invite in the mail when that happens.
So never? Okay. We were talking about food and steak, and we were talking about...
yes, which just made me hungry because I haven't ate yet today.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry. But I was talking about this place that I went to for my birthday with Mom and Brian called Black Rock. And the way that the place works is you get to cook your own steak. And I don't know if you could tell in the photo that I posted, but the steak was sitting on a stone slab. And that slab of stone is heated up to 750 degrees. And you cook your steak in front of you. And it's a pretty cool experience because, like, the way that you do it is you cook it piece by piece. You don't cook the whole steak right in front of you. You cut off your raw piece of meat and you cook it, you know, a little bit at a time. So it was a pretty cool experience. But all in all, what I took from it is that I still cook the best steak in the world, because everywhere I go, no matter what the price, I cook it better in my kitchen every time.
You know, I don't think I've ever had your steak.
Definitely you haven't.
Did I make my steak for you?
I don't think so.
We're going to have to do a steak off sometime.
I would love to do that.
So that would be fun. So, but yeah.
You know what I started doing with some of my steak is I purchased a air fryer. I don't know how up to date you are with air fryers these days, but they're everywhere and people are buying them like crazy. If you didn't know, it's like one of the new things. And I succumbed to the peer pressure of buying an air fryer. I use it at least twice a day for everything. It's the most amazing purchase I've ever made. But I started cooking steak in the air fryer. I will buy fillets from Kroger, and I will air fry the shit out of them, sir. And then the moment the air fryer is done, you can bake inside of the air fryer as well. So I will immediately put it into bake mode and then bake my steak for a few minutes after it's done frying.
And you eat medium rare, right?
Yep. Medium rare for the most part. But dude, I'm telling you, the air fryer
to medium rare.
The air fryer will cook it the same exact way every single time.
What kind of seasoning do you use?
I have two different types of seasonings that I use. There's this one seasoning called Reload that I got a long time ago. I'm pretty sure I had you look it up before. But it's got like a mix of different like spices and stuff inside of the seasoning. And then I'll just use a little bit of salt and pepper every single time. And then there's another one that I bought. It's some kind of just simple salt, pepper, and garlic. I think it's called like Kinders or something like that. I found it at Kroger. I wanted to try it out. That's pretty good too. I don't marinate my steak or anything like that. It's really simple. I just put a little bit of avocado oil on both sides of the steak. Just a nice thin layer. Season it. Rub it on there. Throw it in the air fryer. And it falls apart on my plate, man. It's so good. I'm a chef's kiss over here.
Interesting.
Get me an apron that says kiss the chef or I heart the chef.
Well, I mean, like we've talked about, like when I have a coffee house and stuff, I think we talked about the concept would be in the morning to be a coffee house and then at night it turned into a bar.
Right.
Which would be so cool.
Be cool.
And, which was funny because when I was in South Padre, I went to a bar and they had the whole setup for coffee. I'm like, dude, our concept already exists. It was like they had the whole espresso machine there, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know how early they would open. I mean, if we had a coffee place, you know, you'd probably want to open 5 or 6.
Yep, you want to be early.
But yeah, but then I would love to have like a stage and do like stand up. I always wanted to get my door in to just see if I, you know, try to do some stand up by
you want to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You want to host.
Go ahead. Basically even crack some jokes maybe about or try my own stuff and then crack some jokes about like kind of talk to comics. Kill
Tony.
Which I've talked about him, right? But
I have watched an episode or two.
Dude, we got to go down to Austin sometime. That's where all the comics are and everything.
Yep, that's where they're all going, man. Austin, Texas.
Yep. I know. It was like one of my friends went down there. I'm like, dude, you gotta go watch the comics, man. That's like the spot, man. Everybody like it's going to be hard to not see a good comic there unless you go to Kill Bill's or Kill Tony's and they just pull random ones, so they'll get some good, some bad.
Yeah, they'll get some good ones.
They pulled somebody this really cool Asian guy that's now a regular on the show, and he's a regular and he just does a minute, and dude, I think it's harder to do a minute than it is probably to do 3 minutes or 4 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you have to quickly, you know, quickly get into it. You only have 60 seconds, you know?
There's no time for a setup or anything like that.
Right. Most jokes, you know, a lot of good jokes, you know, have a story side to it. And to set it up, you know, it can take 5 minutes, you know, for the long ones. Usually, I mean, I would let it be a little bit long. But, like, I mean, like, the best, I mean, the GOAT, I feel like he tells a lot kind of like stories in a way, like he captivates you just by even the story side. And
you know, we haven't been able to talk about Dave Chappelle and like what all has been going on with Dave.
What recently has been going on with him?
With his newest special, we've never been able to really talk about.
Oh yes, I know. Fucking insane, man.
Yeah.
And then now they're trying to, like, the media is trying to cancel Joe Rogan.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just insane. Like, they pulled up all these clips.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, here recently. So they basically taken out of context him saying the N-word, which I don't think you should use the N-word, but he was using it in context with other that where other people were using it. And well, for one thing, in the last 5-10 years things have changed. Like, yeah, usually you didn't say the N-word, but like now there's this whole cancel culture where like it's things have gotten even more crazy.
Yeah.
But it was funny because like they whittled it down to just like two or three guys that are big into cancel culture, and they tried to come after Dave Portnoy, who he runs a Barstool. Are you familiar with Barstool?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Dave Portnoy started that or whatever back in the day, which is a pretty cool story too, because I think he just started with just like a magazine in New York. But it's really popular, and they tried to come for him. And so he had them on, and those are the same guys trying to come for Joe. Basically, like these two or three guys that are just all about the cancel culture, like, and just trying to get big or whatever. I mean, they could even be paid off, you know, by who knows, media or whatever. Well, it seems like media feels very threatened by him because he gets so many more views than they do.
Right.
He gets more listens than they do. So they feel totally threatened.
Now, is this the first time? Is this the first time that, like, we have watched all these people fall? We have watched all these people be canceled and be silenced. Is this the first time where we're going to watch somebody not get canceled?
I think it happens all the time where people don't get canceled. I mean, they try to cancel people, and, like, some people will take a break, you know?
Right.
I mean, they try
is, this to cancel. Is this the first time that somebody's just... It's not going to happen, like, at all. Like, Rogan's
well,
not going to take
it happens a, quite a bit. I
Rogan's
mean,
not taking
a
break.
Times where, right. You know, but yeah, I mean, I think there's other times that happens too. I mean, there's a lot of times. I mean, because there's always trying to cancel. It's getting a little bit, people are getting annoyed with it.
Because when you, it's fascinating when you go through the comments of, like, some of the hate things that you see about Rogan posted on social media, and you start reading the comments. You see people saying, like, I saw this one comment and I was like, yeah, this is pretty accurate. He goes, just let me know, or somebody just let me know where I'm going to spend my $10 a month when this is all over. He's like, I don't care what's going on right now. He's like, wherever Rogan lands, like, just let me know where we're going. Like, we're all going to follow wherever he goes. Like, it doesn't matter if he leaves Spotify or he gets kicked off Spotify, just wherever he goes, let me know. Like, that's where I'll spend my money. And, like, every single comment that you see about it is, like, yeah, like, this dude's not going to be canceled. Like, we're with you, Rogan. Like, I've never seen as much support when it comes to something being canceled as Rogan has received since, like, all this has started happening. It's pretty crazy.
I can't believe how much the employees of Spotify whine like little bitches.
Insane.
Like, they're constantly whining. Like, I can't believe how much power that Spotify gives them to like this somebody that's making so much money. Dude, this fucking dude is paying for your job and you're going to try to cancel him just because you disagree with some of the things
and
he says.
And the artist threatening to
Are
pull their
in
music.
A free world.
The artist anymore? Threatening to pull their music off of Spotify if Rogan stays at Spotify, like come on.
Yeah, that's nothing but a joke.
Yes.
That is publicity. That's free publicity right yes. there. That's it's just like when people get canceled, like I mean there was like a YouTuber per se there, I remember a YouTuber getting canceled and other YouTubers have a story about him so they jump on the bandwagon mm-hmm. and I completely got turned off by a YouTuber because he came after another YouTuber that was basically kind of the situation where like kick him while he's down and I mean and he had such the stupidest reasons to dislike him or whatever. Basically being kind of windy beach, like he was mean to me or something, or he doesn't answer my phone calls and work with me like he used to or whatever, you know, and completely turned me off. And I don't even watch that YouTuber anymore just because like kicking you down, the negativity, the negativity is just like, it's killing our culture. Like, yeah. I mean, and that's what these younger generations growing up with, like this, like it's no big deal. But the thing is though, too, man, we give voice to this cancel culture more than we should, because it's usually just a handful of people. And that's the people that we listen to or whatever, that we were like, oh, they're trying to cancel them. Like, and it could be just a small handful of people, but they have easily able to manipulate. And even though it's a smaller group of people, because that negativity gets amplified.
I mean, that's what happens that's what happens when you give everybody opinion that you can post online. Like, that's what happens.
You can still be completely anonymous on
anything.
And on, well, yeah. Which I think I wish they'd push more to the verified side, where now you can like verify who you are with facial recognition stuff. All right, so we got a little pause there, guys. What's your headphones died? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I only have one of my wireless headphones in because my other headphone's plugged into the mic.
I have lost 2 sets of headphones on cruise ships now.
That's
I lost the iPads on the really nice the Pros. Mm-hmm. I lost those on the beach in South Padre. Ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Anyways, we were talking about cancel culture and how easy it is.
Yeah, to actually, and then, be canceled. The crazy part is, I mean, I guess they have evidence of like over like in what China and definitely Russia, where they'll have like a room full of people that are manipulating people and literally like just posting all the time and like, you know, doing whatever they can to divide us. And
do you know what that's called, cancel sir?
Stuff, I forget what it's called. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's called a troll farm.
A troll farm. I think I've heard it called something else. Yep. A troll farm.
It's literally a gigantic office room full of people on computers, on Twitter, and on any types of social media.
I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons that why Twitter is such a dumpster fire.
It's pretty rough. But Twitter is always going to win because some of the funniest shit in the world is on Twitter.
I know. They logged me off, and I didn't know my password, so I haven't even tried to log back in. I haven't got around to it, but I do to follow.
It's where I get 100% of my news, so you know I'm well educated.
with bullshit. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I was talking about Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy, the same guys were trying to cancel Joe. Mm-hmm. By basically, they cut all that shit together, all those N-words together to try to make Joe look really bad. Or they were posting that. Those are the same guys that tried to cancel Portnoy. He got dumb on a Zoom call meeting, and he straight up was like, hey, is one of your fiancés so-and-so name? And the guy looks like a deer and is like, yeah. And he has text messages where, I guess with her or whatever, literally evidence of him using the N-word, like, nonchalantly. And here's he's trying to cancel people. Oh, man, he looked like such a dumbass. He looked like such a hypocrite. Like, here coming for people using the N-word, and here he's using it, like, in a derogatory way.
Right. It's not like a way that it's getting taken out of context.
Oh man, Dave Portnoy is great, man. He just like he's a little bit extreme. So he has haters, and he puts he has a list of people that he can't stand or that screwed him over or whatever. And he
I do the same thing.
You don't do this. He puts their name on a bottle of wine. And it's either wine or champagne or something, and puts their name. And once they get canceled or their career's over or something bad happens to them, he pop opens the bottle and drinks it.
Shut up. That's funny.
It's funny. It's a little fucked up and yeah, but like, yeah, it is funny too. Yeah, it's funny.
It's a good idea.
Oh man. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about, Bill Cosby, or not Bill Cosby. We know about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I think I heard a little bit about him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know he's out of jail, right? That's not what I was gonna, yeah, yeah. He's completely out. He's like basically blind too. But yeah, it was like, I love Bill Cosby, but there's way too much evidence. There's way too many people that came forward. But
who were you talking about?
Okay, I was gonna talk about oh my gosh, what's his name? He just passed away. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, yes, definitely just heard about that.
But it just came out people thought he probably died from like a heart attack or something, or an aneurysm. He hit his head that night. He hit his head, and he must have not thought it was much of a big deal. And he went to bed, and he died from a brain bleed.
A brain bleed.
Yeah,
that really crazy? Did that just come out?
Yeah, that just came out yesterday.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, because I know when he initially died, there was like no signs of like foul play, no like an overdose or anything that.
Like, and I mean, nothing wrong with drinking either, but he wasn't even drinking because he drove. He had just drove through the night and got to his hotel at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So there was no alcohol in his system either. He was completely clean. And it was just a freak thing. He probably fell back in the bed, hit his head. It was like, ooh, probably rubbed his head for a little while. Like, oh, shit. And then went to bed. Man. And I guess, too, being older, that, you know, you're more sensitive to something like that happening. But that sucks, man.
It makes you wonder, like, he had to have hit it just right. Because, like, how hard do you have to hit your head for something like that to happen?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, just hit it just right in the right spot, you know, I mean, I guess. And then probably being older too, you know, you're more susceptible to, like, I mean, basically it's a concussion in a way, you know, and then your brain's bleeding and
you're not supposed to go to sleep after you get a concussion.
I mean, that's a big reason not to go to sleep right there when you get a concussion, yeah. But he didn't think it was probably a big deal, you know.
That was a sad one, man.
Yeah. A sad one. He is such a great, everybody loved him. Great guy.
He's America's dad.
He's America's dad. And then people, dude, it's funny because there's probably people thought he would be like, go to see his comedy, and he's like the raunchiest guy.
Well, yeah, he wasn't Danny Tanner, bro.
Definitely not. And people, you know, you kind of think like he's this, you know, he'd probably be, all his shows would be family friendly. Nope. None of his shows are family friendly.
I remember when he first died, they were telling stories about him on The Fighter and the Kid. I still watch that podcast religiously with Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub. And Brian knew him pretty well because they were both older comedians that kind of started around the same time. And he had a couple stories about Bob Saget. And he said he'll never forget the one time where him and Bob were on the same plane together. And they were like in the terminal getting ready to like board the plane, and they were kind of like small talking, and they got into the plane, and Bob was like, I'm in first class. He's like, where are you sitting, Brian? He's like, I'm back here in economy. And then Bob goes, oh, well, I won.
I won.
I won. Because Bob was sitting in first class and Brian was sitting in economy, you know, sitting back there with the normal people, and Bob Saget was sitting in first class.
Wait, who said he won? Bob Saget said he won?
Bob Saget. He said, oh, well, I won.
For like, being in first class?
Yeah, he's like, I'm in first class.
Be like, no, I won because I save money and I get to be around my people.
Yeah, no, not at all.
You're talking about Brian Callen?
Yeah.
You still find him funny, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, that's the guy that used to be the UFC fighter, right?
No, that's Brendan Schaub.
Schaub. Which you like Brendan Schaub, though, too. He's fine on podcasts, but, dude, he is not funny at all.
His stand-up, funny. Too. I think he's funny.
His stand-up? Oh, my gosh. I could only handle so much of it. It's so horrible. But now I was like, I have another reason to dislike him, too. There was a podcast full of, like, a couple of them are comedians, and one's like Dates a comedian, but he I guess he likes to or attempt to, he likes to hit on all the women. So he's quite the cheater. He's not very faithful to his wife. And here recently.
Wait, who is?
Your buddy, the ex-UFC fighter.
Oh, no, that's not true.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
They're talking about it in the podcast. The girl, I mean, unless the girls were really lying about it. Like, they were straight up talking about it in the podcast.
Yeah, how many women falsely accuse men of things? You want to go there?
I mean, dude, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong there, but, like, it seems like it's a common thing for him to hit on women. But then again, though, too, it could have been one of those situations where, like, I mean, I'd have to go back and listen to it because it was like, because I don't think they said their name, but they alluded to who it was, and you could figure out who it was. And I think, so then I guess there's that. But here recently, he was talking in the podcast. What's his name again? I was
Brendan.
Brennan, right? Brennan Shaw. Brendan. Yeah. Which he's okay in podcasts, especially when you're in a podcast with some of the funniest people imaginable. But he does fine in podcasts. I mean, but his stand up, I don't find funny at all. But, he was doing
how much
a podcast.
Of the stand-up has you actually watched though?
Not a ton. I mean, I probably listened at least 20, 30 minutes of it. But I mean, it's a common thing for people to say.
I've seen him live.
It's a common thing for people to say he's not funny, but I mean, I'd give him a chance live. I give anybody a chance live, but I mean, I tried watching that special and I couldn't. I think he has one special, right?
He's got two, but the other one you can't really find.
But he had to come out and refute what he said or the way he said it. He made it sound like Joe Rogan was cheating on his wife, the way he had a conversation with. And I saw the clip, and then I think it was recently, but he came out talking about it like, no, Joe does not cheat on his wife. But he worded things in a way where like Joe's like really good with the ladies. Like he said people were really good with the ladies, and he mentioned Dana White, and then he said Joe Rogan, and it did not look good. It did not look good. And then he paused really badly. So it was like, oh, but I mean, I freaking love Joe Rogan. I hope he doesn't cheat on his wife. He just seems like a very down to earth, but it is a very common thing, especially when you're big like that. I mean, so tempting. I mean,
I struggle with it too. I get it, man. I'm big over here. I understand.
Oh, man, I was watching somebody
I'm kidding, obviously.
Somebody came on a podcast, but to go along with what you're all the false accusations, I mean, so common. People trying to get that money here. For one example would be Snoop Dogg just got accused here just in time for him to go on stage for the Super Bowl. And no police report. He's just getting sued for $10 million.
For what?
For sexual assault. So jeez. They don't even go for the police report. They went straight for the suing, trying to get a quick payout right before the Super Bowl and all that.
Yeah.
I heard this crazy ass story of, I guess it was a girl. A girl came up to this big actor. He's not even a super big actor, but I have to find the clip and send it to you later. But basically cornered him and said, I want you to come up to my room and fuck me. And if you don't, I will call TMZ and I will tell them that you raped me. And there was nothing you can do about it because by the time you get, you had already been in jail. By the time you get cleared up, all the shit will already hit the fan. Mm-hmm. Freaked him the fuck out. He like got on an airplane, left, went back home and lawyered up right away. And stuff like that's usually like, you know, they're just bullshitting with you, you know, but holy shit, that gives you an example how fucking fucked up people can be.
We need to
get what they want.
Do we need to walk around with like personal recording devices at all times, just on 24/7?
Well, they say your phone's always recording. I mean, I guess like I was like I would it would be nice if it went to a file somewhere where like you could, you know, especially you with these mics. And...
Yeah.
I was testing my mic, and I held it all the way down. It was probably at least 4 feet away from my mouth. I was looking this way, and I could still hear everything I was saying. Oh, so your phone in your pocket could easily still hear.
Your phone in your pocket can record any ambient noise within like 5-6 feet of you. It's pretty good.
It's
pretty
crazy, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we need, man. We just need a little personal mic on us at all times.
What is it in Russia, some other countries? Everybody has, in their vehicle, has a recording of vehicles, maybe inside and outside.
Yeah, they're like dash cams at all, dash cams, all the time.
Because crazy ass people will literally throw themselves in front of your...
In front of your vehicle.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. I need to put so tonight Shaun White his officially last all right, so yeah, Shaun White is his final Olympics tonight. It should hopefully be his fourth gold. So very exciting.
Now, is this
exciting stuff?
Is this like his last event? I don't know.
And it is his last Olympics. I don't know if he'll do any more winter. There's also the X Games, the Winter X Games, which
isn't that what this? Oh no, this is the Winter Olympics.
This
you're
is
right.
the Olympics, Winter gotcha. Olympics, which happens every 4 years. So yeah,
I saw that this is
five.
Is this the half pipe? That's the event that he's in right now. That's what it's going to be.
Yep. So he qualified Tuesday. He fucked up his first round. He only had two chances to like qualify, and it's the top 12, and he has to at least get like a 60 something. So like you got to do decent.
Yeah.
He fell on the first ride, and I was like on pins and needles and watching it live Tuesday night, and he got it. He landed it. And you too. You just had to land a decent round to qualify because just the top 12. But I mean, if he fell, he wasn't gonna. He was. That's it. Two chances to qualify, and that's it. He's gotta be 36 or more.
That's it.
You see.
I guess realistically, in the life of an athlete, it's pretty old.
35. Yeah. Just like football. I'd say, yeah, you know, tear on your body, man. I mean, goodness, the height he gets it, man, he gets like another 5-10 feet higher than most people. So it's insane how much height he gets. Like, but I mean, too, man, when you land bad or whatever, I mean, you're putting your body on the, you know, you're tearing up your body pretty good. I was watching downhill skiing. Man, like you by yourself, but it was like really like crazy fast. They were getting up to 80 miles an hour. I saw three or four wrecks. It was crazy.
They're probably pretty bad at that speed, huh?
What's that?
They were probably pretty bad at that speed.
Pretty? What do you mean pretty bad?
The wreck.
Oh yeah, the wrecks were bad. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw one video of a downhill skier just in this Olympics. They straddled the pole, and the guy smoked his nuts on one of the poles. Did you see that?
I might have saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole pole came out? I saw that
on Twitter. The what?
Or like, did the whole pole come out, or did he just like...
Ooh. He just ran over it, but he straddled it as he ran over it and smoked his nuts.
There's another guy that hit it really hard. His whole face was bleeding.
Like, on that same
like
thing,
I think it was the same one. Looks like he got punched in the face.
I mean, at that speed, anything's gonna mess you up.
Have you ever been skiing or snowboarding?
Never been.
I have not. I would love to go. I've wanted to do it for the longest time, and I've never got around to doing it.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, not interested.
I think so.
Rather hike in the snow than ski on it.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I thought that sounds like something you might enjoy.
I could see myself getting really injured. I think that's why I wouldn't do it.
But you're pretty athletic. I mean, you played. Of course, you did get injured.
I did.
Did that injury play into your mindset as far as athletics and like don't want to hurt
not
myself
really?
Again?
But like, there's one thing when I'm controlling like with my feet. But the moment you are strapped into a snowboard, like, you're pretty much at the mercy of the snowboard. And if you fall, your feet aren't going to, like, detach from the snowboard. Like, you're stuck to it. That's why they usually say, like, if it's your first time doing something like that, like, start off with skiing, because snowboard's going to be a lot harder. Snowboarding is going to be a lot harder because you're kind of strapped in to one solid piece versus not having your legs move independently of each other on skis. And I can see myself really getting fucked up doing that.
Yeah.
I would love to see you do it, though.
I would love to do it. I mean, I'd be very careful. I mean,
I would definitely film
for content.
Definitely.
I mean, I hurt myself on a bicycle. I'm pretty sure I told that story on here, but last year.
Yeah, you put training wheels on and fell off, right? You forgot how to ride a bike?
No, my cell phone fell out of my pocket, and I threw on the brakes and threw myself over the handlebars and landed on my...
Yeah, that's the story he likes to say.
Luckily, didn't hit my head or nothing, but my shoulder still hurts some. I still can turn it, and, like, I probably should have went to the doctor.
Yeah.
So,
you probably should have.
Definitely.
For many things.
You know, could you shut the fuck up, Tyler?
I don't give you shit anymore, man. It's kind of nice.
Wow, what's your problem?
It's nice to give you shit.
That's horrible attitude you got there, Tyler.
What are you talking about? I got a good attitude over here.
So have you started watching... did you start watching Boba Fett?
That's funny. Before the podcast started, I am now on episode 4.
Hell yeah.
So I got through the first 3 episodes.
Nice.
Pretty easy. It's only like 30, 40 minutes an episode.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy. It's good so far. The story is starting to develop a little bit because it's the first time it's first time the storylines have ever developed. And I like how it kind of started, him coming out of the, I don't even know the name of the monster, but it's in, I don't even remember which Star Wars it is. It's not Return of the Jedi where he falls into that? Or Empire Strikes Back, one of the two.
One of them, yeah.
One of the two, where he falls into that, like, sand trap with the octopus arms and the big teeth. And it starts off with him inside of that and him getting out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. It started right off of one of the Star Wars movies. So I did like that. And I've already caught a couple things where it's kind of crossing over into The Mandalorian without him being in it yet. So, like, in one of the scenes in, like, the second episode, the crazy girl in the second season of The Mandalorian, where she looks after Grogu while the Mando goes and does his thing, she walks by in a quick scene.
Dude, good eye.
Yeah, she walks by in a quick scene.
The only reason I know that is because I watch Emergency Awesome. I've definitely introduced you to that before.
Yeah, yeah.
He was breaking down all the episodes, so that's something fun to watch.
I noticed her because in the second episode, they're doing, like, parkour on the tops of the buildings in Tatooine, or on Mos Espa, I mean. And she is in the background, and you see her walk by because the camera, it's a deliberate focus.
Yeah, she has the robots with her.
It's a deliberate focus on her before they pan to the next scene. And it's her and her three robots walking behind her. I was like, oh, I know who that is. So, yeah, I've already caught a couple things, but it's pretty good so far. I like it.
Yeah, you should watch Emergency Awesome.
I like...
they do an amazing job of breaking it down.
I like seeing how he got to the way he was in the second season of Mandalorian because... spoiler, he makes an appearance in the second season of that, and you see in the Book of Boba Fett how he makes, like, his little stick that he was carrying around in the Mandalorian. You see, like, the backstory of how he made that with, like, the sand people, and it's pretty interesting. I'm excited to watch the rest of it. In the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, did you read the book?
No, that's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Right, yeah.
No, but I'll explain it. In Mandalorian, when he makes an appearance, he has that stick, and he whoops the shit out of some stormtroopers.
Oh, well, from Mandalorian, yeah.
Yeah, in the Book of Boba Fett, you see how he made that stick and how he learned how to use it. So I thought that was kind of cool. You're seeing, like, before he meets Mando, so It's pretty good. I like, I mean, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are the most amazing writers ever, and they need all the Star Wars content in the world.
I hope they're going to be involved for the movies, because they're going to be so much better if they are.
Oh, yes. Yes. And then I just saw the poster for Kenobi coming out in April, I think it said. A month came out. I think it's April or May.
I can't wait, man.
I am so excited for that. That's like something that I've wanted for so long. So I'm pumped about that one, too.
Yeah, I love his acting, he's the perfect person to play a younger version of that actor.
Yes.
Which was, you know, such an iconic person.
Then you got Hayden Christensen coming back for his role as Darth Vader.
Epic. Which, I mean, a lot of people hate him, but all the kids that grew up with him love him. They have no reason to hate him, because they're not dissecting things like the previous older generation was. So he's getting like standing ovations and stuff. Like even years ago at Comic Cons and shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So what is he coming back for exactly? Is he gonna be in?
He's gonna be in Kenobi.
Be in Kenobi.
Yeah, gonna actually be awesome. Darth Vader in Kenobi, which is gonna be pretty exciting. But so like to comment on why people didn't like him in the prequels, and it makes so much sense. But like in the prequels, you are being shown an awkward young version of Anakin Skywalker before he becomes Darth Vader. You're seeing an adolescent male grow up and not know how to like
on the writing.
Yeah, not know how to process his feelings and like how to like think clearly about things. Like you're seeing that in a character, and Hayden Christensen played that role perfectly. And that's why people don't like it, because the writing is him portraying an awkward teenager. And a lot of people don't want to see that. They want to see this fluid young man grow up to be Darth Vader. But, like, that's just not the case. Like, he's an awkward teenager. And he portrays it very well. And, like, in his other movies, he's not really popular in other movies. But, like, in other roles that he's played, like, his acting has been phenomenal. Like, he's a great actor. Mm-hmm. And he played that role perfect. And it's unfortunate that people don't realize that that's how the role is supposed to be played. He's supposed to be awkward. It's supposed to be choppy. It's supposed to be a little cringy, because that's how Anakin was at that stage in his life.
I feel like a lot of people would still disagree with you and be like that he, but I think it's been a long while since I watched him, but that makes sense to me.
I mean, yeah, he's struggling with his morals. He's struggling with what's good and what's bad.
I think, his development seems so rushed too. It's like, I felt like, each one, episode 1, 2, and 3 could all be like seasons, like multiple seasons.
I mean, there's that's the downside so to movies,
to happen,
man.
To what happened from him becoming Darth Vader, I felt like that was so rushed in episode 3. But I mean, I, for the most part, I like them more and more.
Can't I mean, you got it. So like the director's cut of Revenge of the Sith was almost 4 hours long. Like, they cut the movie back a lot. It was almost going to be like the length of like a Lord of the Rings.
You know, he's talking about long movies. Have you watched the director's cut, the new longer version not Superman vs. Batman, but the.
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Justice League?
Justice League.
No.
Did you see it in theaters?
Nope. Like, I've never seen it.
Man, especially if you saw the first... Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it's like 4 hours long. It's very good. The movie, the first version of it was horrible. Like, I think, what is it? His daughter dies or something during it, and somebody else has to take over it and just, like, hacks at the shit. But he got like another, 20-50 million to finish it, to come back and
so is that what that whole was? That's what that whole ordeal was then? That's what the Snyder's cut is?
He did amazing. Yeah, he did amazing. Dude, it's so good. Hmm. It completely changes the movie.
how big of a piece of shit do you got to feel like if you're the guy that took over and you chopped it up and then Snyder comes back and he makes this masterpiece?
It's a hard thing to do for one thing, but then though too, a lot of issues you have a lot of times with these directors, they just, you know, I feel like they're cocky assholes where they just want to do whatever they want to do, you know, don't stay true. Well, fuck, we had that issue with George Lucas going back and changing shit. Like the whole thing, like who shot first? Like,
yep, who shot first?
He basically, you know, and then like everybody couldn't, for the most part, like the whole character of the big, tall, long-eared, sloppy dude. What's his name?
Jar Jar Binks.
Everybody couldn't stand Jar Jar Binks, especially like the older, like found him so annoying. And which he did that for the kids, which I guess kids loved him. Kids loved him to death. But what was that? That was episode one he was really in, real prominently in.
Yeah.
And then episode two, he just has a scene where he just stares at the camera, which is totally George Lucas being an asshole.
Yeah.
Which he didn't have any lines or anything, but like, I mean, it was like basically like I'll do whatever the fuck I want kind of thing. But like there's an amazing documentary about called George Lucas versus the People. And last I known, it was still on Netflix, but it's called George Lucas for the People. It's such a good documentary talking about all that, how he just went ahead and like he changed shit. I mean, who shot first? Like that changed his character. That changed.
Yeah, it changes Han Solo's character.
Yeah, it changes like. Because he shoots first, like he's that's the kind of person he is. Whereas he changes it to the shoddy, like how the fuck do you miss a shot from just across the table? Like that was so cheesy and stupid. But that was just George Lucas just doing whatever the fuck he wants and not, you know, like and I think in a way that went partly into him selling it, you know, too. Like he just pissed off so many of his fans and his diehard fans. But yeah, you should watch that documentary. It's really good.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. I plan on, after this episode, I plan on watching another episode of Boba Fett before I...
Yeah, I haven't watched the newest one that came out.
Are they all out yet?
I think Wednesday...
Wednesday's the last one?
Wednesday was the last one.
Okay.
Because I think it's just 7 episodes. I think it's just 7 episodes.
I think it was 7 when I was just looking at it earlier. So
yeah, so episode 7 came out. So episode 6 was just basically The Mandalorian.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoiler. I mean, literally the title of it's The Mandalorian Returns.
Is it? Yeah. I did see somebody said something snarky about it on Twitter. They were like, that's what it was. It's episode 6. And so they go, The Book of Boba Fett. Episode 6, or no, how did they say? Oh, Mandalorian Returns for season 3 in episode 6.
Or that might have been episode 5. No, go ahead.
It was, somebody was like, Mandalorian season 3 begins on episode 6. And I was like, oh, they're like being snarky about the fact that this whole episode is not about Boba Fett, it's about the Mandalorian. So this must be the third season of The Mandalorian. That's funny.
That's funny.
Pretty fun. But I'm going to let you go so you can start watching your Olympics and your Shaun White.
Yeah, which I guess I still have another hour.
You got some time to get some drink in you before you watch him make history.
Yeah, order some dinner and which now, since we're talking about steak, I might have to order a steak from Outback. It's about like the only steak place they have on here on so
how are you going to have your steak?
Rare, buddy.
All right. I guess I can talk to you for another day.
Yes, I'm not like, dude, I think a lot of our family does well done steaks.
Oh yeah, they like well done for the most. Mostly the only people that like it like rare or medium is Uncle Scott, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're freaking like murder. My brother finally got my dad to start doing medium well.
Really?
I'm so proud of him. Yeah, yeah, he was just like those people. Nope.
I like to see that red in there, man.
Oh yeah, so much more flavor, so more tenderness, oh,
juiciness.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Dude, all right, now I'm gonna have to order a steak.
Yep, now I'm hungry. All right, well, this is another episode. at least one a week from us, you'll get.
Yeah, I think it's 1670, something like that. I think
definitely not. I'm pretty sure this is episode 150, sir.
Oh, 150. Okay, yeah. 20 off.
You are 20 off, and that's not even like remotely close to 150. So you got to do better.
I got to do better.
Next time, let's make sure you get the headphones in the first time.
I got to do better.
Got to do better.
I got to do better.
Eventually, we'll talk about, you know, doing video podcasts, but...
I got to do better, Tyler.
Seth's got to clean up a little bit over there.
Yeah, I got to... I still got to... yeah, as soon as I decorate and everything, I got to get furniture and shit. Dude, hey, I pay for your ticket. You going to come visit me?
You got to clean up first.
Weekend or something?
You got to clean up first.
Well, yeah, I'm... Okay, it doesn't look like a pigsty, but
you gotta clean up everything first.
I have furniture. I don't have furniture. Yes,
I need you to wear a mask at all times too.
Hey, look at this nice car. Shut the fuck up! You don't even have a freaking shot.
No, I got the antibodies, bitch. All right,
you got the antibodies. I'm so
I got the antibodies. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.